Moving forwards, we're on Tess Vav Ahmed Bey's by the Gemara. Tana, we've got a Braisa. A Paili Shel Cheres, Chadosha. It's got to be a new vessel of pottery. Meaning, it's got to be, you got to get a brand new one to do this, to take the water of the soul to water. Divrei Rebbe Yishmoel. Right? Okay. My timer to Rebbe Yishmoel. Why do you have to take this, let's call it cup, like Rashi says, this cup of water for the Psalter, right, that you put the dirt in and everything. Why does it have to be a new cup? Okay. So, answers the Gemara. Gomar, he learns it from the following. A kli-kli, right, so kli-kli, right, basically when you repeat the same word twice, it's an indication it's a gzera shava. It says kli in one place, and it says kli in another, and just as it says kli in that other place, it's a new one, so to here it's going to be a new one. So, mi-metzora, from metzora. Mala halon, just like over there in Matsura, it's Cheres Chadosha, it's a brand new Cheres Kli, so Afkan, so too. Here in Sota, it's a Cheres Chadosha, it has to be a brand new Kli. Okay, that's the Gemara. So, how do we know over there that we require a new Cheres Kli? So, we'll deceive, we know it from the fact that it says, so this is talking about the purification process of the Matsura, right? So basically, okay, so you got to bring some birds and you got to shech one of them and over a bowl and then another one you got to send away. No, anyway, for shochet es tzipor ha'achas, you shecht one tzipor el kli until a kli. So here's the word kli from a gezeira shava, cheres as well. Al Mayim Chaim, upon Mayim Chaim. So Mayim Chaim normally means from like a Ma'ayan, from a Ma'ayan. But we're going to say, Ma Mayim Chaim. What is Mayim Chaim Shelo Na'aseh Ben Malacha? There's no Malacha been made with them. It's like spring water. You know, people don't usually do work with spring water. So we're saying, so we're making a hekesh between, right? Mayim Chaim hasn't had any malacha done to it. So af kli, also the kli, shelo nasa boi malacha, hasn't had any malacha done with it. So basically we're seeing by the fact that it mentions Mayim Chaim in the same pasuk as kli, we learn kli from Mayim Chaim. Just as Mayim Chaim, no one's used it to wash the dishes in it, yeah? So too, the kli has to be a new kli. That's by Matsura. And then we learn that from a gezeira shava of kli kli to Sota. Now, but ask the Gemara, okay, great, if that's true though. E mar laholon, so if that's the case, it's got to be Mayim Chaim. It's got to be water from a Ma'ayan, right? So, Afkan, Mayim Chaim. So all that means that you're going to have to get the Sota water from a Ma'ayan, right? Not from just any stam water. Yeah? So, ask the Gemara, yeah, true. The Rebbe Yishmoel, Hachanami. It is true, right? The Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Mei Kior, the Kior in the base of Mikdash, yeah? What kind of water did it have? Yeah, so Rabbi Shmuel Omer, he says, Mei Ma'ayin Hein. It was spring water, meaning there was a spring running underneath the Kior in the base of Mikdash, right? There was some kind of like a little natural source of water there, and the Kior was put above it, and they took out spring water. Now, Chomim Amrim, Mishav Mei Mois Hein. You can even use just standard mikvah water. And it's fine, so that's good that. Now, but the question is, so we're learning out from a gezeira shava again. We're learning out Sota from Matsura. Just as Matsura needs a new Kli Chadash and Mayim Chaim, so too, Sota does, because it says Kli Kli. But there's a kasha though, so maybe you can't make that limud. Ikele Mifrach, there is to make a kasha, Marla Matsura. Matsura has some chumras in it. Shekein ta'on, it requires eight. You need a stick of cedar wood, the azov, a bit of hyssop, but you need to last, and some kind of red tongue of some kind of material, right? And you need all these things, and you don't need that in the Sota procedure.
Why do you have to
look at
that question?
No, but that's it. To make a gezeira shava, you have to, what's that?
Everything has to apply?
No, we're not saying this has to apply. No, we're not saying that. We're not saying this has to apply, right? We're saying the things that we learn from one to the other, right? So they have to apply, right? Right. So Kli, everything but this is giving us a license to learn the Gezeirah Shavah. The question is, are you allowed to learn this Gezeirah Shavah?
Where do we even see that Kli Kli? Because we said Kli.
Yeah, but the Pesukim says Kli. Yeah, that was the Mishnaic term. It says Kli in the. Okay. Anyway, so because Mitzvah is different, we're not allowed to learn from it because Mitzvah has certain chum. It's like a Kal v'chomer, right? We're saying the same principle, yeah? Kal v'chomer, say, I want to learn this from this, Kal v'chomer to this. We say, wait a second, can't learn from this because this is different because this has certain characteristics which won't enable you to learn.
What I'm asking is, we're saying we're learning from Mitzvah to the clean Mitzvah.
Yeah.
We're saying the aspects of the clean Mitzvah, if we're already learning my chayim and new clean, then you then apply the rest of the Mitzvah, which is the.
No, it's not saying that. Exactly not saying that. It's saying, how can you learn? Basically, Mitzvah is more machomor because it has more strict requirements.
How can you learn those two aspects when there's another aspect which you don't apply?
Because you just said the same thing in a different way. No.
How can you learn it to the Mesota?
Yes, that's okay. Okay. Good. Okay. So anyway, we're gonna get around this. I'm a rabba, I'm a kra. I've got an answer of it. It says b'chli cheres. It says in sota now. Here's the kli Avram. The next line. It says in a earthen vessel, and I don't know if it's ba, is it ba? But Rashi explains it's from the wording. You'll see. Let's just first see. Yeah, kli she'amati l'cha kavar is a kli that I have already mentioned to you. The way that we had this before with the mayim with the meimariva, right? Those are the waters, right? The waters that were spoken about previous. Right. So, which waters are spoken about previous? It's the waters of the, of the Mitzvah. So, I just want to look at the posuk. It is Bikli, it's not Bakli. So, if you let's look at Rashi on that. Where is this Rashi?
Straight across.
Right. Amarabba v'chulei Bikli shemati l'cha kavar. Right. Haki mashmalei l'rabba. Thus leads mashmalei to rabba. Midaloi kasiv, from the fact that he did not write Baloka Chli Cheres Vanosin Boimayim, he didn't say it like that. Rather, it was written Uksiv Bukli Cheres Mashma Shukvar Huska. It's Mashma that was already mentioned. Yeah, Kli Zeba Mokamaka. Vamarachmona Hacha, and the Torah says over here, Yeshub Oisu Kli, in that Kli, Shutamati Lacha. That I already mentioned in a different place. Take them. And my Nihu, it's the one of the Mitzvah, the Kli that was mentioned in Mitzvah.
Which means they're only learning a new vessel, nothing else, not water, not anything else.
When you learn anything, no, but it's the same thing. Anything that applies to that Kli.
Which means?
I think we keep the, right,
a new Kli.
A new Kli, and my, yeah.
But the Kli also has the other things put in.
What's that? No, you go back to that. You go back to the original. It doesn't say you need. They don't go into the Kli. You dip them in the Kli and sprinkle it. But you need two birds then as well. You know what I mean?
This is just a little bit just on
The Kli. Things pertaining to the. Yeah.
Which means the Kli
are
already in the Kli.
Yeah. Amarava. What time is it now? Oh, we've got a bit of time. Okay, fine. Amarava, we'll just wrap this up. Says Robert, now, so this over here, by the way, we're now going to the Chachamim. We were just in Rebbe Yehuda. The Rebbe Yehuda says you need a new Kli Cheres. But according to the Rabbanon, you can use the second-hand Kli. You could have used it for something else. You could use your breakfast cereal bowl, right? No, that was not right. Okay, fine. Well, something else. Anyway, so. Yeah. Amar Rava, right? Lo Shonu, that the Rabbanon allow, Elo Shalom Nis'akmu, Ponov. It's only a kli that has not nisak, right? It means blackened, its face. Meaning if the kli becomes blackened, if you look at the inside of this cup, it looks a little blackened because of the coffee. But if it's the kli is a little not looking so geschmack, you can't use it.
What's the shoresh of the word?
Black. I think in Aramaic, black.
As long as it
wasn't blackened. So black, Rashi explains by the fire. It wasn't blackened by the fire, so it was put on the fire. So it was a bit, it was a charred kli. Now, so we're learning, yeah? Oh, the Gemara's going to speak it out, yeah? Aval nisak muponov, but if this kli is blackened, it's going to be posel. Psulin, my time, what is the reason? So dum yudamayim. So this is in Sota now, though, right? We're not going, nothing to do with Mitzora. Dum yudamayim, right? Ma mayim. When it says mayim in Sota, mayim generally isn't, it looks like water. It's not, you know, no one put any petal in it or anything and made it into ribena. But it's right. Af kli shalonishana. So too, the kli has not had, is not supposed to be changed from its normal appearance. Okay, now, fine, that's finished. Now we ask a question on accepting that. By your rubber, what happens if this akmu, if it got blackened, then the hechziron the toch kivshan eish, and then you return them back into toch kivshan, the furnace of the fire, meaning it's mukhudash, it's refurbished, it's a refurbished kli over here now. So if you look at it, then it's labnu and it became white maho. So is that good? So what's the question? Mi amrinon, do we say kiven de idchu? Do we say since it has been pushed off, or we call it rejected? It was rejected. We had idchu in beitza with muksa, right? Then it was so it's not usable, right? So then it was like not usable. But over here, it's more rejected because things for a korban have to be in a certain standard, you know, and we don't accept certain things. So now since it became blackened and it couldn't be used at that time, so now maybe it's once rejected, always rejected. There's no second chance to come back. Right. So e or Dilma, or perhaps, yeah, Kim and Dehodo Hodo, or perhaps because you rejuvenated it, so it's gonna be fine. So that's the question. Basically, is it rejected or do we rejuvenate it? So Toshma, we're gonna bring a proof. Rabbi Elazar says eight eres. So now we're going back to Mitzora. But Ezov, Ushni Talas. So these things, Sheshpil Behen, that he basically put over his shoulder with them, his kuposoi, his basket, Lacharov. So basically, I think it sounds like he's using it as some kind of a strap or something. He wants to carry. What? Hivshil means basically to put over his back, to sling over. To sling, all right. So basically, he's got these things. I don't know how he's going to do it, but whatever. He's got these things, and he kind of attaches them to his basket, and he uses it to put behind his back. Pasulin, right? So the posel, why the pasulin? Because they got stretched a bit. You can imagine, right? So they're not in the way they're supposed to be, right? And then, so that's the end of that braisa. And says the Gemara, Vahahasam, over there, Hodri Mafshiti. You could go again, you could return them and straighten them. Yeah, you just kind of like reshape them. So you see over here, this is something that basically was put in a state that is no good for a religious service. So there's a religious service of the Mitzorah. You're supposed to use these things for the Mitzorah, and now they were in a state of not being usable. Yeah, and even if you could fix them, they would still be no good. So to over here, we'll explain our case. But then the Gemara says, no, you can't bring a proof from here. Because Hotam, the iklufi. Over there, it wasn't able to return it to what its original state, because it was peeled. Once peeled... yes, exactly.
Once peeled, the
errors
will
disappear. Yeah, yeah.
They can't be straightened out.
Yes, exactly, that's what we're saying. So you can't bring a proof. We have not got a case where something was rejuvenated and it was rejected.
We
say it's no good. And the reason it's no good because it was physically changed permanently.
Which one?
In the case of Mitzora. The thing where he slung his behind his back. No, it has been changed. I mean, those things, you can't revert them back to the original state. It's just saying, which is the general rule, if something was not fitting for a mitzvah, right, and then it was, and then you fixed it, what is it good again? So Mitzorah, we tried to make a case of Mitzorah. We see a case where you did something which you shouldn't have done with it, and now it's not fitting, and it sounds like it's never, you can never use it again. So it's seemingly that even if you would fix it, you can never use it again. So that would be the same to Sota.
What we're saying is by Sota, you can back that Sota is no good, and then one use that as a proof for Sota.
Sota, yeah.
But it still doesn't tell you whether it's good for Sota. It's not good for
Mitzorah,
doesn't it?
Oh, so you have to know, it's a principle. No, but this is like a general principle. Once something is been rejected from a mitzvah, this goes through what, yeah?
You just repeat why Mitzorah is not good. You
didn't
tell me why
Sota
is not good.
You're correct. You are correct. But this is a general rule that applies by all mitzvahs.
Even in the group. That's not a kasha.
Was that?
You said you have.
You understand the Gemara again. You just got a problem with how. Why is one.
The Gemara just said that by Mitzorah, you call Mitzorah Soda. Now you want to tell me what's the story with Soda? So all the Gemara did was say, well, it's not good by Mitzorah.
The Gemara said. What did the Gemara say? No, the Gemara said. The reason it's not good by Mitzorah is because it was physically, it was damaged. It was defective. And you cannot fix it. In our case, you could fix it. So therefore, there's no relevance from between one and the other. It becomes, yeah, mamish, as good as new. It means in Mitzorah. It means in Mitzorah. Well, if you look, my bag is the straps get damaged. It gets damaged when I put it over your back. It gets stretched out. No, it gets stretched. Once you stretch, no, it's not.
Who cares about the bag? You're talking about what we put in there.
No, you didn't get it. He hung his bag with those things, meaning he used it as a strap. Yeah, no, it doesn't. Look. Behem, Hishpil Behem. It's Kupasov.
He's saying he
uses it as a strap to put it over his back. It's like a rope. He uses them as a rope. Yeah, yes. No. Yes. Right.